So, Coach, when Chip Kelly was hired, everyone wanted to know all about his scheme, but he has said that culture is much more important than scheme. How have you been able to implement a culture there in Seattle to help overcome the quote-unquote Super Bowl hangover, so to speak?
That's a good question to start us off. Well, it's what we put in place when we came here years ago. This is the fifth year now. Started with a mentality and an approach and a style to someday be really good and deal with it. And I mean, that's not to go into a lot of detail about it, but it was it's a mentality of expecting to win, expecting to be able to stand up to the scrutiny of and those expectations of being on top. And that's not something to me that you teach just after the fact. I think it's something you have to develop or you're going to be uncomfortable with it. So we've been working on it and preparing to be a championship club. And so with that, you have to understand that it's going to have to get to a place where it's normal for you to be there and so that you can handle it and go on and play well and continue to give yourself a chance to be a champion again.
Some of the players who have played for both of you say that you and Chip are a lot alike. You know him. You've coached against him. Do you see that as valid, or do you think you're very, very different?
I don't know. I don't know Chip well enough to comment about that. The guys that have been with both of us would be better gauges on that. So talk to Matt and Mark, and those guys would have a clue. I think the world of what Chip has done, I think he's done an extraordinary job. Really, he's affected the whole landscape of college football, and now he's affecting the NFL ranks in great fashion. And he's done it with style and class, and he's a tremendous ball coach. So I really think the world of the work he's done. But I don't know him as well as you might think. We've just kind of banged around at league meetings and things like that and just a couple visits.
Pete, what turned it around for you guys when you were 3-3 and it looked like everything was falling apart? What got you guys back to where you are?
We just kept working hard and competing and you know, just trying to just find our best game. And we're still working at that. It's a work in progress, as it always is. We had some tough games. We do games that got away from us. Every game that we've had, we really feel like we should have won. And so hopefully we can just close the margin in on doing things right and give ourselves win those close games when they come and finish the season off with, you know, with a chance to be a champion.
And Pete Sanchez seemed to appreciate a text message that you sent to him during the preseason. What's your relationship with him now? And when you watch film, what do you see?
Well, when you go to SC and you play there and you coach there, you know, you develop a bond that's going to last you a lifetime. And then Mark and I are no different than a bunch of other guys that have been together and he with his teammates. You know, through all the time, all the questions about when he was leaving and stuff, that never separated us at all. We were just had a difference of opinion on something. So I've watched him really closely through all the New York years, and I saw him play in preseason, and I thought he looked really good, and I thought he looked like he could really fit in and have a chance to compete for the job, and I was just rooting for him is all, and I just let him know.
And watching the film now, what's he doing that's either different than his Jets tenure or that jumps out to you on film?
Well, I think he's playing fast. I think he's playing with you know, a lot of confidence in the system. It's obviously a system that really helps the quarterbacks perform at a high level. You know, Foles had a great year and has done a terrific job since Chip's got there. The fact that Mark had come off the bench and play at such a high level is really a statement about the program as well as the players. And so, I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a really good system with good players around him, good coaching, and a guy that's taken to the system and he's taken full advantage of it.
If I could ask you about your philosophy in the secondary, it seems like with Richard and Byron, you have some pretty big corners. How does that kind of help you play the system defensively that you want to play?
Well, for years, way back to my college days, well before the first time around, I've been looking for guys that have this kind of stature so that they can have this kind of effect on receivers. And so we just happened to hit it right with two guys at the same time. It's really rare to find tall corners and long guys with real good arm length and wingspan that can run fast enough and play. And we lucked out and hit it here when we found Brandon and Richard, and we just try to add to that. But it's all about trying to play, you know, really, really strong man-to-man coverage on the edge and outside. And the bigger the guys are, the more factor they can play when the guys are trying to get off the line of scrimmage and when it comes time and the ball coming in and all that. You know, much like the guys that you have there, your guys are long and really you know, nice players, and both those guys have a real effect on smaller receivers and just on receivers in general. So that's really what it goes back to in a general sense.
There was obviously a lot of talk a few years ago maybe about how the zone read was going to be more prevalent in the NFL, et cetera. You guys obviously still do some of it with Russell. What have you seen from teams around the league in regards of doing the zone read, and how is it, you know, what are the challenges in stopping it?
Well, you know, it has been kind of working its way into the league, and guys use it as, you know, where they can. And see, Miami's doing a lot of stuff with it, and there's other teams that Carolina, some teams that do it with quarterbacks that have the natural ability that we take, you know, also to run as well as throw and be pocket guys. So it's just part of it's you know, it's an opportunity in football to utilize that aspect of it. And we're doing it some here, and we really like it. You know, so it's gonna be around as long as you have quarterbacks that don't get hit. And our quarterback is really good at not taking shots and getting hit, because there's very few guys that could withstand, you know, the rigors of getting hit if they're running on a regular basis around the league. And so you have to have a guy that has a knack for it. But it's going to continue to be part of it as long as there's quarterbacks that have such great athleticism. There's so many guys that can run and can play, and the young guys coming out are demonstrating that, you know, and our guy has done it, and you know, we've seen a lot of guys that can.
I'm sure you noticed on film that Sanchez did it a little bit last week, or, you know, at least actually kept the ball and ran. I mean, does it add another element to preparation for you in terms of, you know, this is another thing we got to worry about?
Yeah, I've known Mark to be an extraordinary athlete out on the perimeter in his days back in college, and so when he took off against Dallas, man, I was cheering for him, and he hook slid it about 9 yards, I think, on that run, which was awesome. It is certainly part of it. We know that every time that they're handing the ball off to McCoy, the quarterback could take the football out, and Mark showed that he could do it. And I know they're not featuring a lot, but we know that if we make a mistake, he'll take off and go. So, yeah, it does create an element, an additional element for the defense. And, you know, we understand it and we respect it, and it's just part of, you know, what you got to do on defense these days.
When Russell Wilson was drafted, the Eagles were very, very interested. Russell was texting with one of their scouts during the draft. Do you remember much about that? Did you guys think that you needed to get him in the third round before the Eagles drafted?
No, it didn't have anything to do with the Eagles at the time. We were thinking about taking him in the second round. You know, we wanted him on our team. So John Schneider did a great job of evaluating where we'd have to go to get him. We were sweating it out because we really wanted him and believed that he would be a big factor in our team if we could get him. And so I know we got a call right after we picked from the Eagles, and they let us know that they were thinking about taking him. So, you know, that was really legit and timely, and so we were very fortunate to get him.
A few minutes ago, you said you and Chip don't have much of a relationship, but in 2010, in November that year, he visited your practices. What did you take from him, and what did you give to him during that session?
No, we had a good time. I thought it was a great opportunity to talk to Chip. I had a lot of questions for him, and he did with us, you know. But that's really the only time we've had a chance to really spend much time, and that was pretty quick as it was. But just ball coaches, you know, just talking football at the time. You know, I have, again, a lot of respect for him, and really I had some questions, you know, and I was asking some stuff and firing away, and he was very open, and we tried to have a real nice exchange with him too. You know, is you know, when we had our meeting opportunity.
And now you cited how the similarities in terms of the way the cornerbacks are built. When you watch Eagles film, do you see overlap across the board in terms of the types of players Chip's trying to get here and the types of players you have in Seattle?
Well, I don't know exactly what, you know, what they're trying to look for, but we're all looking for big fast guys, you know. So in that, you know, they've got a really nice team across the board that shows up in the fact that they're such a good special teams group too. You know, so many guys can contribute there. That we're trying to do the same. You know, we want a great depth chart, and we want a very competitive depth chart at all times, at all positions. And it looks like, just from the guys that are playing and the guys that show up on special teams, that they're in the process of trying to create that as well. So in like fashion, you know, that's very similar.
Pete, do you relish the chance to match wits with someone of an offensive mind like Chip Kelly?
Well, I was really excited about coming back to the NFL to match wits with all the guys that coach at this level. and all the resources that work, you know, for us, and the great players and all of that, you know. And so I think that's the cool part about being in this league rather than being in college, to me. And Chip's a great example of that. You know, he is really a front runner in developing offensive schemes and concepts and principles and approaches and stuff. And so we're working against the best. So I think it's I love it. Yeah, every one of these weeks seems to be a great matchup. This one has its own flavor to it, and I'm thrilled to be going against, you know, guys doing so well and has done so obviously well in the NFL so quickly.
Hey, if I could ask you about a local guy for us, and Marcus Burley. He seemed to play quite a bit earlier in the year when you guys had injuries in the secondary. Just kind of your thoughts on how he's done for you this season.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to pick up Marcus. You know, again, John Snyder found him, you know, through the ranks in the preseason and picked him out, and we went after him and traded for him. He jumped right in and played for us, did a really good job, been a very good contributor in special teams. Anything we ask him to do, he's a great kid, really competitive kid, which we really cherish around here. And he got banged up a little bit, so he's missed a couple weeks, but he's back now, and he's really just a regular part of our team now, and we're very fortunate to have him.
I can ask about two players you formerly coached, Chris Maragos, Matt Barkley. What were your experiences with them? And I guess Maragos, you've seen him on film. What did you see there?
Well, Chris is doing a great job. He's one of the leaders on their special teams, which is one of the top special teams groups in the league. He just as he has been, he's a career special teams, you know, specialist, and he's really takes great pride in it, shows it all the time, makes big plays. And he's a problem for us, you know, and we'll have a lot of fun battling with him. You know, our guys all know him so well, and we spend a lot of time together, so that's always fun to compete against guys that you care so much about. So that'll happen there. With Matt, you know, Matt's a marvelous kid. Both he and Mark, when they had their times at SC, you know, they really just had the program by the reins and really just did everything we could have asked of them. So it's always with great pride we watch these guys go and take on their challenges. I mean, it's fascinating to me that these two guys are now the quarterbacks, you know, for the Eagles, and we're playing against them. And it'll be a lot of fun to see those guys for sure.
Pete, how have you overcome the loss of Brandon Medebain with the run defense?
Well, we're very fortunate that Kevin Williams was here. You know, we picked him up in the offseason, and Kevin hasn't played a lot of nose tackle, but he's been a great player in the league for a long time. His versatility, his smarts, his toughness. You know, he's a real big man. He's quite a bit taller than Brandon is. He's a little bit different style player, but he's really jumped at it, you know. And in the last, it's been 3 weeks now, I guess, since he's played nose tackle, he's improved really very quickly. And he would tell you that, you know, it's coming to him quickly in the same fashion. He's never spent much time there. So we've played really good ball the last couple weeks, and I think that's part of it, that Kevin has really jumped back in and helped us out where we missed Brandon.
In your time game planning this season, is there any offense that you've seen that's comparable to the Eagles schematically?
Yeah, the Dolphins. You know, Tannehill's running it down there, you know, and I think one of your coaches went down there, and that's a really familiar look, you know, down there. They're doing a great job, and Ryan's running all over the place and making yards and showing, you know, how to make the offense work, and I think that's one of the best examples of it, though.